to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maji.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Bro, so sometimes you say the world is shit, man.
Oh, come on.
How do you finger a cow, bro?
A cow?
Yeah.
Finger a cow?
Isn't that what he said?
Damn, no. Bro.
He said, how do you finger inkuku?
Yeah.
Isn't that a cow?
No, inkuku is a
chicken. Whoa, bro.
Inkomo is a cow.
Oh, inkomo.
Homo fried chicken, KFC. You're confusing me, bro. What are you saying?
Huku is the one. A chicken.
A chicken, dog. Huku, huku. Huku, huku, huku.
Yeah, but still, how do you finger a chicken, bro?
Like any other fingering.
No.
What do you mean?
This is where the story
starts. Like any other fingering.
Saul said his fingers smell of chicken.
Yeah.
Then he's like, it's like I fingered chicken.
Yeah.
Maybe Nando's, actually.
PNC, the PNC guys. So they were having chicken. So now, your cases are anger before starting the show, and I did this a minute because I realized it's annoying when your fingers smell like chicken. Mm. Then I just said it smells like I was fingering a chicken, and that's going to be an annoying smell.
Mm.
Yeah, and watch SPCA now come. When I tell them I've been fingering chickens before slaughtering them. And the irony is, on the way, they're going to post a drive-thru of a KFC or a chicken licking and come to fucking bother me about fingering a chicken that I'm about to kill and enjoy. So SPCA have no right over chickens. We're murdering them anyway. Wait. May okay, and then you snap the neck. If I
No.
And that's the best stew they've ever had. Best stew they've ever had. I'm like, wait, what is this
stew? You're wild, Pedro.
I didn't think you heard that. Fuck.
No, I heard it, man. I hear everything.
Mac hears everything. And then he brings it up on the show randomly. Like, oh, shit. Don't say the wildest shit before we start the show. Actually, and I've known that for a while now. I must always, because Meg will be like, so, you were saying, tell us more.
Anyway, and now, what do you mean? We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Solianos is here, Triples here, all the way from Spain, Ibiza, Coast Ladies, back!
Hola.
Gracias, mami. Gracias.
How many buses did you catch back? You guys came a week apart.
Yeah.
Like, well, you catch buses over the Mediterranean, a tram, trains.
Not even.
Boats.
Like, the flight from Ibiza coming back was late, got delayed, which now hurts our flight, our connecting flight. That was to Doha and then obviously to here, Johannesburg.
So how much time did you have between Barcelona and... The layover.
At Doha.
At Doha. From Ibiza to Barcelona.
So we stayed for 2 days.
Oh, shit.
Basically.
At the airport?
You're not at the airport. Obviously, no. The company, the flights that delayed us initially, they had to now get us new flights to Doha and Johannesburg. And also, they accommodated us. So we're staying in a hotel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
food and everything. Yeah.
This is Qatar, obviously.
Yeah?
Qatar.
No, it was a Vueling. It's a European airline. That was the flight we were using from Barcelona to Ibiza.
Two
flights.
Yes.
That airline is terrible. Eh?
Horrible.
It's the worst, bro.
Horrible. What's bad about it?
Oh, bro, I remember because also our flight got delayed.
Damn.
From Ibiza to Barcelona for like 2 hours.
Are the pilots taking pills as well in Ibiza?
Something is up. Hey.
So our flight was delayed, right? And then when we land in Barcelona, our bags, we had to wait 3 hours before we got our bags.
Damn.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That flight is...
So everybody.
Vueling. Huh?
Yeah, Vueling.
Yeah, it's terrible, man.
Vueling.
Damn, that sounds like incompetence. Gross incompetence at its highest
100%,
level.
Bro.
I mean, it's like a fucking airport. How big is the airport in Barcelona where you need to wait for 3 hours for your bags?
You know
and
what I mean?
And it's one airport, so it's even weird.
Yeah. Even if it's a big airport, I mean, they've got systems, right? From
exactly.
The plane to the Carousel, where you get your, you pick up your bags.
And that never even happens in SA, bro. I've never had that experience in SA. And this is supposed to be like a first world country, you know what I mean? You wouldn't think that such a thing would happen, you know?
Yeah, with Kenyan Airways, I didn't get my flight, my bag at all. I had to wait like a week. It came a week later. Went to England, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy Spain? What was your highlight?
It was amazing. We were literally at the, like, inside the city center, Barcelona. Oh, beautiful. Like, Spain wasn't in our radar. Like, honestly, when we as a group decided on Spain, we were just agreed to it because, obviously, remember last year, we couldn't travel altogether because I was pregnant.
Yeah.
So we're like, you know what? Whatever people suggest, we are in, let's go. So Spain was never in our radar, but it was amazing. Actually, we want to go back, guys.
Damn.
Bro, and it's a mindfuck, bro. At 10 p.m., the sun is still out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, sunset is at about just to 10, like quarter to 10.
I love those.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Oh, it was
But
amazing.
How come we don't see it in the football? When we're watching Barcelona, we don't see them playing under the sunlight in the evening.
Maybe those games are very late. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Champions League games can be very late. But what's the time difference?
What time?
I don't know. No, it's the same, right?
Yeah, they play games
at
night
during winter. I don't know.
But I mean, if you say so, it is the case. Yeah, just a weird observation.
Mm.
Wow, man. That must be fun. And then you get to sleep at 3, 4.
Yeah.
You can easily sleep at like 3 a.m. It becomes a norm.
Apart from the stadium, what's a nice place in Barcelona?
Oh, I wouldn't stay there too long, man.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But we just went on the red bus thing.
Yeah, the bus tours and just see, obviously, their tourist attractions. Beautiful. You know, they've got amazing architecture.
Yeah.
A lot of churches, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of churches.
Yeah, definitely.
But just, like, the architecture of it, like, it's amazing. They really, you know, celebrate those kind of things. Yeah.
Beautiful.
It was, guys, I love it. I love it. Man. Guys, Ibiza as well was amazing.
What?
Ibiza.
Oh, yeah. Did you take the drugs?
No. We know I never partake in those, but it's a party spot. You gotta be there, like to experience it yourself.
But you
didn't you enjoy it, Mac?
Didn't
you enjoy Ibiza?
Oh yeah, no, I did. I spoke about it in the previous.
Yeah, he did. He told us. Yeah, it's your turn now. That's why he's not saying anything about it because he told us.
I just watched the last episode. He didn't watch it.
Maybe I didn't get that far.
It was right at the beginning.
Yeah, that confirmed.
Oh.
That confirmed you didn't watch it. Yeah, you didn't watch it. You didn't.
Speaking about podcasts, bro, did you see the podcast Charlize Theron did? No. It's on a podcast called Call Her Daddy.
I don't think you finished introducing everyone.
Oh, shit, yeah, I didn't. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Do me. Guy who can't sing for shit.
Yeah, shout out to me.
He's here. Dude is here. Shots is here. Tato is here. Neo is here. Boosie is here. Simpy was here. I was saying, so there's a podcast called Call Her Daddy, and Charlize Theron was on it, right?
Call Her Daddy.
Yeah, Call Her
South
Daddy.
South African.
No, it's not a South African. Oh. It's an American podcast.
Oh, okay.
So I always had this thing like about Charlize Theron. I thought she was like an American sweetheart, you know. Uh-huh. Like she's chilled. But on this podcast, bro, she was saying everything, bro. Like I got to see a side of her that I didn't know existed. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But let me just play a clip for you just so you can get a gist of what the interview is about.
Dude, did I tell you? So one of Charlize Theron's...
No, not that one. The one that you were at, Shots.
One of Charlize Theron's, well, her assistant and slash friend, he's American, now lives here in... I can't say it, it's obviously for security reasons, but here in Joburg. My trainer trains her. And she was actually... And I believed her, but now I believe her even more. She was saying Charlize would like to do a podcast in South Africa.
Oh, for real?
So she's a fan of podcasts, yeah.
Yeah, but...
We are, you know, she got reservations about us.
Nah, dog. After watching this, bro, she trips right at home.
For real, no. Yeah, Charlize must come through. Do you remember I sent you an email that you must send to her? Because, I mean, the assistant is the one who deals with her... I forgot her name now. No, she got a foundation. And the foundation does things in Africa, South Africa as well. So that's the person you must email and just send her an invite, man. Yeah,
let's get on there, man. Listen to this. This is Charlize Theron on this podcast. Can you play it there?
With women, it's always like, something must be wrong with her. She can't keep a man. She must be a real bitch. What a cunt. I love that I don't have to run every fucking thing by a guy. I'm having the kind of sex I never had in my 20s or in my 30s. We should be the ones that are like, fuck you. Like, I'm going to have an orgasm. But I did
just recently fuck a 26-year-old, and it was really fucking amazing. There's a casting for this movie, and you'll have to go on Saturday night, and they gave me the address, and it was this director's house. The little voice inside me definitely said, this isn't right. I remember, like, being furious with myself because I couldn't believe how I had let myself down. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you? Where the fuck? Why the fuck would you allow that? Until you are in this fucking environment, don't tell me how you're gonna behave.
Bro, what did she fit right around here, bro?
Yo, dude, she was, bro. Fuck.
Fire.
This would be like Benoni, man, you know what I mean? It'll be like a homecoming for Shanice Theron, Caesar's homegirl from Benoni. Oh, man, she's so free.
Yeah.
And so honest. And,
yeah.
You know, I love it, man. Wait, but what she said she was in the house, she got harmed.
No. So she was talking about how she was working for a modeling agency, right?
Yeah.
And they said, there's a director who wants to cast you in a film.
Ooh.
But then you must go to his house.
Okay, that's
so
strange.
So she ended up going to his house. And then that's how she explains, like, you know, what she was saying there. So it got me thinking, bro. I'm starting to think, because this is not the first time we hear a story like this from one of these actors or actresses,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that couch casting back then was okay. It
was a norm.
It was a norm. But now with this woke society, like, you know, everybody's trying to dumb it down and make it seem like, no, they were innocent, they were juvenile, they didn't know what was happening. But I think they knew, bro. I think they knew, bro. It was part of the norm, bro.
Wait. So you're saying the argument is generally that they were too young, juvenile, therefore they were taken advantage of.
Yes.
But I think even... No, but I think, okay, let's do this. Because I've never... You and I have never been in a room where couch casting happens. But I'm assuming if I was going to be a guy couch casting somebody, you would lie to them, obviously tell them that there's benefits to you giving me this. And then you would say everybody else does it. Right? And then they might think, yeah, everybody else does. And now they're manipulated. But I'm sure they also get given, like, you still have an option to say, no, I'm not going to sleep with you for a job. Because there's certain things some people are willing to do behind closed doors. And there's some things that's even behind closed doors, some people aren't willing to. So are you saying that they all knew everybody else was doing it? Because I'm thinking they were probably lied to, manipulated by making them believe that everybody else does it so you can also do it. And they had reservations and then they eventually capitulated.
No. What I'm saying is it seems like, because I've heard this story too many times from actresses and even guys as well who slept with other directors to get roles. So it seems like it was a norm back then. But now with the society that we are in, they when they say it, they make it sound like, oh, I didn't know what was going to happen. But let's be honest, dog. What are you doing at someone's house Saturday night at 9 p.m. for an audition? Like, isn't that sus?
Definitely.
You know what you're doing there. You're going to sleep with the guy and get the role.
I guess.
You reckon at 9 p.m., even during the day. But I think you always think, this is a professional call.
At someone's house.
Mm-mm.
It's modeling. So there is couch, there is the kitchen. Let's say, I don't know, it's modeling. Like, wouldn't it happen in I'm saying, it's not like you're being...
Studio.
No, it's not like you're being...
There's an office.
It's not like you're being interviewed to be a
There's
a
workplace.
CA. No, I'm saying it's plausible that it can happen at home.
Nah, bro, on what level? Dude, I was 13 when I did my first audition.
Yes.
For Crazy, right?
Yes.
At no point did they say I must go to someone's house. At 13, bear in mind, right? If someone said to me, listen, you got to audition at this guy's house at Saturday, 9 p.m. At 13, I'd be like, no fucking ways. What am I doing at that guy's house? You understand what I'm saying?
At 13, you're going to go. No.
No way,
you're
reaching.
At 13, you're going to go.
Someone's house.
You're not suspicious
they don't even know.
At 13. You're innocent at 13. Even more reason to go.
No ways. No way.
Okay, no, but Mac, at night, at somebody's house, weird. During the day, in the entertainment industry, music studios are in people's home. Photo shoot studios, the studio that we did now, is it Nick Bolton, that famous photographer? Very good. Old white man, English man with white hair. Very good. His studio is at home. You literally sit in his fireplace, and then there's a studio there. Obviously, it's turned into a studio. But you know in the creative game. You're shooting... Man, Naga was coming from you. She was coming from your home to shoot the podcast when the podcast started.
Yeah, not auditioning.
She was coming back at
night. She didn't audition.
But she did for her first episode. No, what I'm saying is, some settings are plausible. They don't admit it. Ah, he wants to fuck me.
Nah, Pinduka, these people were selling, bro. These people were prostitutes selling, and then in return, they get roles.
I'm just saying,
at that point, there was a kind of innocence that people had. So not all cases was that they were selling.
Yes.
Sometimes it was just you are gullible. You are desperate.
Nah,
so it plays on all of those things.
Go to the other Charlize one, and she explains it in more detail. Listen to this, Pinduti.
Okay. So you're saying she knew what she was doing.
Please, they all know, bro.
They all know, bro. Listen to this.
Where a director asked you to go to his house for an audition late on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Can you just explain what happened when you got there?
Yeah. I didn't know what an audition or what the process really, what that looked like.
She did not know.
An agency that I was working at as a model, I said, listen, I'm interested. So naively, didn't know how you went about being an actor. I said, if you hear of any auditions, I'd like to go. Mm-hmm. And they said, we think there's a casting for this movie and you have to go on Saturday night. And they gave me the address and it was this director's house. And the little voice inside me definitely said, this isn't right. But then the other voice in me says, well, I don't know. Maybe it is right. But you know, that voice that we don't listen to, that voice knew. That voice was like, this isn't right. And it wasn't right.
And as women, like you, we're constantly in positions where we almost like we want to be like, no, I'm overreacting. Like, there's no way I'm going to get there and it's going to be weird. There's no way.
And like, even when it is weird, you're talking yourself out of this isn't weird. Like, no, I'm taking this the wrong way. That's not what he's mean. But that he's not. And by the way, this guy, he got a little nervous for a while there. I've never said his name because honestly, I don't want the story to be about him. You know, honestly, it's not because I'm protecting him or anything, but he got nervous for a little bit.
Why?
Because he heard me tell the story and he knew it was about him. And he wrote me a pretend letter trying to explain his behavior and how I must have misunderstood it, which is classic, isn't it? It's so classic.
No, Charlize. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wrote you a letter?
Bro, I'm telling you, man. Hollywood was the original OnlyFans, bro.
Fucked up, nigga.
Promise you, man.
But still, you see, how the story is being narrated, sorry, Saul, she wasn't selling. She'd have those two voices kind of like, maybe it's okay. There's that debate happening inside your head because of you really want this to be normal and not be kind of like a hectic situation.
And to prove that your point is not 100% correct, some percentage it is. If she knew that 9 o'clock at this guy's house, he wants bums, she wouldn't have left her
exactly.
house. But she gave him the benefit of the doubt because she is also still wet behind the ear trying to get these roles. Please Google the story. There is, and I don't know, either it's a Nigerian and a Zimbabwean woman who got arrested. South African girls went there for, I think, job interviews, right? Now, it's a similar thing. What happens?
Dude, we must start doing interviews at my house now from now on. Give me the benefit of the doubt.
Do you know a lot of these girls? A lot of the girls who are webcam girls.
Yeah.
Like webcam girls you see on these porn videos.
OnlyFans.
Yeah. But not OnlyFans. Even on OnlyFans, right? Guys will set up a production company on OnlyFans in a house. And then they'll say job interviews. They'll put up interviews and they'll say, send a picture of yourself. And that's why chicks need to be very careful, especially where full body picture is required. And then they'll tell you how much the you can earn. And then when you get there, you're thinking you're there for an interview, it's admin work or whatever. And then they tell you that, no, this is what you're actually doing. And then it's your choice sometimes to walk away or to buy into it. And then if you find the worst ones, then your drink gets spiked, you're human trafficked, you wake up in a room and now you're a sex worker overnight. There's a porn star, Cherokee. Now, she's like an old, very famous porn star.
Oh, when, Cherokee, yeah.
Yeah. Cherokee, yeah, her. So, her story, she got stopped by a dude, gave her a thingy, said, come through for an audition / job interview, right? Because she saw the body. And she was working at a bank or whatever, or maybe, I don't know. And she walked in. It's a studio. People are fucking. Mm. But at that point, you have a choice. Whether are you doing this thing or not? Mm. And she did it and never looked back. Well, literally, because it's always back shots. You know? So some people, it's like that. And also, bro, do you know African casting? Speaking of couch casting. Mm-hmm. So Chris Excel posted this girl. I forgot now. Where... So Chris Excel likes dragging like Limpopo dudes, right? And I think it's a joke where, you know, those a guy who's an engineer, he's married a former slave queen or whatever, you know? So there's this girl he posts a picture of and then posts this picture or video and it's African casting. So it's like a channel, porn channel. Now, obviously, Googled because I was curious. And you go through the videos and it literally looks like it's girls you've never seen before. They're not OnlyFans girls. And this white guy, foreign guy, you know, very foreign accent. And he talks to the girls, but the conversation is very weird. It's like a weird interview, thingy. And then jiggy, he twists their arm and they fuck on camera. And it's like normal, everyday, ordinary girls. And for me, it goes back to that desperation thing. Some people get into a situation not knowing what they're getting into and they get tricked.
So it's a porn, like it's a porn
channel. It's a porn thing. It's called African casting.
And they're not acting?
No, they're fucking. Yeah, go on X videos and go to African casting.
Wow.
And for the first 11 minutes, it's just talking. And I'm like, awa. And there's a normal, ordinary, like, ordinary girls.
Soul knows where they are. Go to X videos.
No, Chris Excel posted this. Shout out to Chris Excel, actually. Yeah, it's called African casting. And I was like, no, man, I'm so confused. Like, is this real? And you can tell this is like a normal varsity student kind of girl, you know, still with a bit of a future, possibly.
Hectic.
It doesn't look like, it's just some trash you picked up, you know, by Faraday, the walkings, you know, those girls by Guamaimai there in the periphery. Yeah.
Have you ever bought there?
No ways. Never. Mm. What about safety? What about hygiene?
What do you rock when you buy those girls? What do you rock?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. People, they own taxis, Guinea. Where do the taxi drivers rock when they rock those
girls?
Maybe in the taxi. It's a lot of... Yeah, because taxi drivers, those girls, a lot of times, they market as taxi drivers. Yeah.
And truck drivers.
No, truck drivers is generally by the stops on the freeway. Okay. You know, by they're in town, by the... warehouses. Yeah. Remember there was that case where the guy, they found, I think, 6 prostitutes in a workshop.
Those
oil tanks of oil, but I think he put them in acid. Damn. Those are the females who sell there. That this guy was just killing and putting them in tanks. So a lot of times it's like the guys, that's all, Stella, taxi drivers, they are the staple.
What's the going rate there?
I'm not sure.
Probably like 20 bucks, 50
yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, 20, 30, 40 bucks, bro.
I think Spewa knows.
Spewa,
you told
us. No, but don't you talk to the taxi drivers, Guinea, who work for you.
For real. You look disgusted.
The last time.
No.
When we went to Guamaimai last time, remember you said something your friend buys that side.
No, but that's just the going rate. We're not going to believe it's you who bought it.
Yeah.
We're all of friends, bro. Yeah, but they're in town. It's dangerous, eh?
Oh, so yeah, no, I wasn't hectic, supposed to talk.
But guys will do anything for punani, bro, because it's unsafe. The hygiene. Can you imagine the smell after a long night?
it doesn't matter at that point.
Anyway, can we talk about the man of the moment, guys? Our own Ibrahim Traore. This is our fighter, this one.
Oh, man.
KZN Police Commissioner General Ntlantla Mkhwanazi. He exposes the criminal syndicate Spiderweb, which allegedly controls the police and possibly the Minister of Police, Senzo Mnunu, too. Yeah, if we can just play a video, this is a press briefing that he did just to see what he was talking about. Can you play it there?
Before the South Africans today, that the investigation which these members were involved with in Gauteng has unmasked the syndicate. And this syndicate involves, amongst others, politicians who are currently serving in parliament. The law enforcement officers include the members of the South African Police Service, the Metro Police, and correctional services. They include prosecutors in Gauteng province, the judiciary. And all these are controlled by the drug cartel, as well as business people in that province of Gauteng.
After this incident.
Hectic. Essay's a movie, brother. Movie. This is some Narcos shit, dog.
Yeah, but we've been knowing. Mm. You know, the beauty is there's things that we all know in the country, and there's names that we've heard, you know, whispers about, and that they are in drugs and big shipment of drugs. And there's sometimes killings, and you are told that, hey, these guys, apparently, they stole from this big guy. And, you know, and no one, you can't even say it because there's no proof. No one has ever said it. But for a high-ranking official, bro, to come out and literally say, that's unprecedented. Mm. A whole minister. And we know these things have been happening. Remember Xolani Sizoktola?
Yeah.
When
yeah.
he came, he confirmed. Oh, yeah. And we know.
Yeah.
Because we know that there's no country, guys, where, you know, things like these will thrive and somebody's making money and these things flow freely into the country without someone looking the other way.
Yeah.
You know, and it's politicians. If I'm a drug lord and I'm going to import drugs into South Africa, I'm not just buying their security at the airport because the things are going to get seized by the cops. The cops will get tip-offs, etc. So you pay everybody off. But if you want to pay the big guy, you pay the minister or something, and your things always seem to flow freely. We've always known this, but thank God to Mkhwanazi for actually dropping some names.
Yeah, we're not shocked, man. And
Not at all.
A businessman that was alleged to be a part of this is Vusimuzi Matlala. He's apparently part of this criminal syndicate allegations. It's quite a long one I'm about to read, but I think it's important for everybody to understand.
Yeah,
man.
Bro.
So Matlala is accused of being a linchpin in a sprawling criminal syndicate allegedly involving politicians, police officers, prosecutors, and judicial figures reportedly controlled by a powerful drug cartel. Matlala rose to prominence as a flamboyant businessman who amassed wealth through lucrative government contracts. His company, Media K24 Tshwane District, secured a 360 million rands, South African Police Service Health Services tender in 2024. Despite red flags raised over allegations of fronting, collusion, and fraud, this deal later got cancelled by National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola. Days before a criminal probe intensified, Matlala netted 48 million rands, even as supplies and staff went unpaid. Matlala's name first surfaced in connection to tender irregularities at Tembisa Hospital, where he was linked to fraud probes sparked by the 2021 assassination of whistleblower Babita Diokaran, who flagged his companies for suspicious activities. He also faced scrutiny for alleged tender corruption at the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, which is PRASA, further cementing his reputation as a controversial figure in public procurement. In May 2025, Matlala was arrested on three accounts of attempted murder and conspiracy to commit murder, including a 2023 botched hit on his ex-girlfriend, actress and socialite Tebogo Tobejane. At a Sandton club. WhatsApp messages recovered from his phone allegedly revealed chilling instructions to Hitman to shoot her in the face so that her family does not recognize her. His wife, Tsakani Matlala, was also arrested in May 2025 as an accomplice in the plot but was released on 20,000 rands bail. While Matlala abandoned his bail bid and remains in custody awaiting trial, he faces additional charges of money laundering, underscoring the breadth of his alleged criminal activities. This week, Mkhwanazi escalated the scrutiny.
Mkhwanazi.
Yes, that guy. Escalated the scrutiny of Matlala, alleging he funded the political ambitions of Police Minister Senzo Mnunu and associate Brown Mukhotsi through payments for travel and to the January 2025 gala dinner in Cape Town. The commissioner presented forensic evidence, including WhatsApp messages, showing Matlala's communications with Mukhotsi, who allegedly informed him of the 1st of January 2025 that the political killings task team investigating the syndicate had been disbanded, with case dockets transferred to Deputy National Commissioner Shadrack Sibaya, stalling probes. Mkhwanazi accused senior officials, including Mnunu, of shielding Matlala, claims the minister has denied, calling for a thorough investigation. Ghost Lady, your take on this?
First and foremost, Mkhwanazi must be protected. Mkhwanazi.
Yeah.
Mkhwanazi.
Yeah, he's our fighter.
He definitely is.
Mkhwanazi can go to hell. But Mukwanazi is our dude.
Yeah, Mukwanazi. I think, honestly, we have been longing for someone who's just open.
Oh, man.
So many years. We have been, like, embroiled in so much corruption that we see in politics. Like, and it's everywhere, let's be honest. The fact that he is out here speaking, I saw the briefing, a statement made by Cyril Ramaphosa, and he said, okay, he's focusing on the BRICS summit. When he comes back, he's going to now attend to it. I hope he's not buying time, hoping that by the time he's back, we've forgotten, and then just things go. Yeah. So I'm like, this is like priority, honestly. Let's not just dismiss what this man has spoken. Him bringing out names, him naming and saying exactly how these things are. It's crazy. Filtered through into this whole mafia, drug mafia. It's basically, we are being led by mafia as a country.
We're a mafia state.
Yeah. Let's be honest. So this
state.
Man is speaking and things must happen. People must be brought to justice. I really, 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 and I strong. If this fails, I'd give up on South Africa.
These guys probably have an agent in here, eh? Because they have their fingers in every pie.
Yeah.
Who's here from the cartel?
Ubani Ubemani
Gonjela. Hey. Dude, we are a mafia state, man. Just last week in Egurulen, you heard about the auditor, right?
Mm-mm.
So there was an auditor. So 2 billion rands disappeared from one of the accounts in Egurulene. Mm. And the internal auditor who was working as an auditor for government, who was looking into that, got killed, shot dead.
Mm.
Similar to Babita Diokaran. Similar to, now, interesting story. That, what's his name? Oh, I forgot the name. But Mkhwanazi said also, another whistleblower who got murdered, was working for a supplier which was working with the government. The ballistic report from when he got shot, Mkhwanazi said it also killed some artists in Jozi. Artists, you heard that part? Some artists in Jozi around 2021. So I'm thinking, which artist got shot in 2021? Because then, look, obviously, initially, we all think the same gun was used, shot by the same person, but it's the underworld. It could be a stolen gun, or the guy who shot could have been killed and his gun taken as well. But it is also very sketchy, you know, to think about that. But we're a mafia state, and I'm mentioning these killings because these were whistleblowers. Now, if you notice the tone of politicians that are speaking, they are saying that Mkhwanazi broke rank. Yes, he did. Yes, it was in his place to stand in front of the country as a provincial police commissioner and implicate the police minister and other politicians, judges, advocates, and whatever, prosecutors. However, the process that he's meant to follow is within a cancerous system.
Yes.
Babita Diokaran, Mpo, the auditor, that guy, and all these other whistleblowers that follow the process of reporting corruption through rank, they get killed, don't they?
Yeah.
They get killed. So now, why are these ministers saying this guy must trust the very same ranks that are infiltrated and compromised? Now, they want to make the conversation about this guy breaking rank and going over the steps. But dude, this guy literally just, like, implicated a whole minister, bro. The man that the country trust to keep us safe.
Do you think he's fearing for his life?
Who, him?
Yeah.
Of course.
Nah.
And for the fact that he made it public. Because if you don't make it public and you follow the fucking processes and you report, you get killed.
He'll be dead.
So if he's got this information, and as soon as they know that he's got this information, he will fear for his life.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's come out, he's almost giving himself some form of immunity. Because if he gets killed right now, what's going to happen?
It's obvious.
Because the temperature in the country is crazy right now,
it
right?
It is, nah.
Yeah, because if he gets killed, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You know? And that's going to show you how tired the country is.
Yeah.
How you as a leader, how would you feel, bro, if people are saying, if you guys dare touch this guy who's trying to alleviate crime, we'll burn the country? Because that's not what somebody has said, but that's the tone you're getting. Yeah. You know what I mean? That people take to the streets. And that doesn't help anyone. It does show the anger of people, because what that does is we saw what it did with when Zuma was arrested, right? But how would you feel?
It's like, what are they saying on social media? What are people saying about this?
Hands off from Mkhwanazi.
Yeah.
Hands off, ne?
Yeah, everybody's saying hands off from Mkhwanazi. Yeah. And then they want to tell us about, no, why did it come wearing the special task force uniform that looks like the military uniform with guys who are heavily armed, etc. This guy is trying to win, you know, popular people over, and then he's trying to stage a coup, etc. Instead of talking about what this guy is
said.
Telling us.
Yeah.
Because he did in his speech say, a police officer and a criminal, there cannot be peace. There can never be a time where there's peace between a police officer. It's like there being peace between angels and demons. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like you guys are fighting different wars, you know, your opposite side of the war. How can there be peace? And he said that his stance has always been combative. You know, he's always taking the fight to the criminals. We see what's been happening in KZN. It makes sense for him to come out like that, because he's trying to say, I'm taking the war, I'm taking the fight to the criminals. Mm. So people are making this about everything else, but they're making it about the optics, about breaking rank, the rules, and nobody's saying, no, but what must happen to the minister now?
Mm. Yeah.
You know? And the problem is, it's everybody's got smaller than skeletons.
Yeah.
That's the problem, bro. Because now everybody who's coming out and say, yeah, he broke rank, it's because they know that
if
a minister ever goes down for any wrongdoing like this, then he knows that skeleton, you know? And I wish our president didn't have Smolanyana skeletons, but he also has.
Oh, he also has.
You get me? So now if he, and that's why it's been very difficult, even with the ministers who are implicated in corruption, he hasn't removed them because they will be like, oh, okay, what about you? Oh, you're turning our backs on us.
Didn't he do that with Boyo Ace Magashule and guys like that?
That was a step aside. It was a general ANC thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And that the step aside only gets implemented when, is it when there's a case or when you're in court or when, it needs to reach a certain stage before. But even that is almost like weaponized, we feel, you know. It works against other people if you are in this faction, that faction.
Got you.
So that's another problem. You know, it's always like the party comes first before the country. So that's what I feel is going to happen. Yeah, our president is always looking into things, you know?
Yeah, that's why I say
he's always going to look further.
The way he sounded.
He's going to always investigate further.
Yeah,
always.
I'll investigate further. Let me focus. I'm going to, you know, the summit and what, and like, South Africa, Shababuya.
Yeah, when you had the BRICS summit.
No, come back.
What are your thoughts, bro, about this thing?
I'm not shocked, Doc.
Yeah.
It's been happening. I'm just glad this guy's talking about it, you know?
Dude.
We all know this shit. Like, that's the thing about South Africa, Doc. We all know, but these guys do it in plain sight and nothing happens, bro.
They don't even delete WhatsApp. It's on WhatsApp. It's there. So, like, WhatsApp is there. Like, all these guys, they're not even trying to get, like, apps and, you know, like just it's there. They're not deleting apps. Now it's there. They're not even using burner phones. It's just like, it's out there.
You know, it'd be so great because we're always talking about, you know, the injustice, the corruption in this country. But it'd be nice, like, if people who actually had intel, because we just talk about it and nothing ever happens, right? Yeah. But the guys who are deep in the shit, on the ground with the intel, it'd be nice if they sent us emails so we can speak thoroughly about it.
Yeah.
And expose and do Mkhwanazi and expose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because us just talking about it, it's just our opinion.
We could just read.
Yeah. Bam. There's allegedly, guys. There's allegedly.
Yeah.
We're safe in the hands of allegedly.
Allegedly, we received an email allegedly. Which I'm about to read.
Yeah, the mafias don't play allegedly, dog. No, they're alleged this bullet. You know, they don't alleged this car. Alleged these rounds on your chest.
Send covers,
in
guys.
Your car.
Oh, guys, we're just doing a small Anyana podcast.
Wow.
Oh, bro. Man, people are getting killed.
Why is the
killed.
Crew scared? I'll read them. At least they don't know me. I'll read the emails.
Okay, no, let's start. Let's start with the prisoner interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
It's tough. How you wanna read emails? Hey, you know when I was talking there on Twitter, like how angry I was at this thing, and somebody was saying, Lou, when I have a video, an interview you did with a prisoner who implicated a politician in Thabo Bastos' escape.
How crazy that this podcast can bring an end to the Thabo Bastos case.
Yeah. Ah, man, you're going to get a summon.
No, 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 I'm saying.
Oh, but the guys lost it. No, they lost it. You lost it in that hard drive got corrupted, right? Yeah, the hard drive got corrupted.
But how crazy, bro?
Yeah, nuts, eh?
How crazy?
We could solve the case.
If we're brave enough.
But now you want to read emails. But now he wants to read emails.
No, man,
you're ready for the emails coming from your mouth.
Bro, I'm just tired of us talking about it every week.
That's true, yeah. It's just we talk, just talk, complaining. We just talk, it's hello, complain. Peter.
You understand?
It's hello, Peter, for corruption. We just complain about these things. And nothing ever happened.
No arrest.
We spent a billion on the Zondo Commission. Nothing has come of it.
Yeah.
Now we want to spend 700 million. You know the 700 million? For the talking thing.
I don't even know, bro.
Yeah, there's a national dialogue that's going to happen. They're going to spend 700 million on it. It's just talking about our problems.
This is fucked up.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Ghost Lady on a lighter note. What happened, man? What happened? What happened? What happened?
It's not even a lighter one, Shame. You know, young Stunner, guys, he went up onto, like, he got a taste of crime as well. Like so many other people in South Africa. So he went on his story on Instagram and wrote, "It's 2020, too many job applications, and you decide to break inside my house. Diabolical." With a heartbroken.
It's 2020. Why is it 2020?
2025, sorry. It's 2025. Yeah.
Oh, they broke into his house?
So they broke into his house, yeah.
I'm waiting for the multiple choice. Where's the multiple choice?
Multiple choice? Which one?
Yeah.
So, the previous ghost lady we had.
Yeah.
She gave us multiple choice.
Yeah, so she was going to ask, like, why were they in the house? Were they there for his intensive collection of Amapiano branding clothing? Or were they there, you know? You can't just read.
You can't just read, bro.
You must give us ABC.
Which one do we go?
What do we choose? Also, it's almost like we create the story.
We explore it. On the ways it could go. The avenues it could flow.
Anyway,
like a multiple choice.
Hey, you were so accustomed to it. Now I'm waiting for the multiple choice.
Yeah, like the brain fucking question.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
To ask A, do you think we've got a crime problem?
Yes. The Mashabellas do it like that. Oh. Even Brad Dave was like, I've got one for you. Don't answer. Don't answer.
Okay.
Would there be less crime, for example, if there was higher employment? He would have left it like that.
Yo!
Like, don't answer.
And then as you answer, think about it.
Think about it. And then we'll go on in the story, you see.
And then Philip Pella answers, and then he's like, yeah, well, I think.
You're going to give us more. Come on now. Give us more. Can't just say, Stunner's house got broken.
No.
Gone are those days, man. Yeah.
Then what? Shit.
So we don't care about crime,
guys. My car broken
guys.
Into the other day.
Oh, is that? Are we? Like, we no longer care for Young Stunner, guys.
Man. That's my goat, man. I love Young Stunner so much, man.
So there wasn't any like details on what exactly happened. Like, he didn't. It's just that post. But obviously, for the fact that he went to his social media to write that means he was heavily impacted. I'm sure he lost a lot of stuff.
Do you think it's a gift or a curse if you're a celebrity and you experience crime and then they figure out who you are? Do you think that's like works against you or for you?
It depends on the criminal.
Meh.
That's robbing you. Remember Lucky Dube? They robbed him and shot him. Jeez. So now we...
What did the guys in court say?
There was a Mozambican there. Some Mozambicans and a South African, one of them. But I know there was a whole court case. Mm. And... in court, I think they said they only saw afterwards. But you don't really know.
Yeah. If you got robbed by a chiller, you don't think he would, like, feel bad?
Oh, yeah. If I robbed by a chiller, definitely. I mean, shit. You better feel bad. You know?
Yeah, no, I'm sure a chiller would even return the stuff.
Yeah. Otherwise, for the first time in his life, he'll get a sobering chiller's punch. Like, nigga, shit, you're a chiller, you're gonna rob me? Motherfucker, how dare you? It depends, bro. I mean, if you get robbed by a fan, but if you're just a celebrity and you get robbed by somebody who identifies you, and also some people take drugs before they go commit crime, they're not thinking straight. The logic then, I don't know how, it could be, he's famous. I don't know, man. There could be, you know, I could never get into the mind of a criminal. But I mean, like I said, Lucky Dube, they robbed him and they shot him dead, you know? Yeah. So you always hope when you're famous that your fame could be the saving grace in few situations. You know what I mean? Like, if you get caught doing on the wrong side of the law, like a lot of us sometimes, not serious crimes, you know, man, you know, you always hope that you got a wife from Skipa or something it will help you get out of the situation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I won't lie, it does, you know, because guys are like, ah, we love your work, you know, sharp, you know, but sometimes not, man. But young Stunner, doesn't he live in a complex or in a gated community or in a flat or in an apartment?
There's still crime there. What are you talking about? There's still crime
everywhere. Hold on, man. Then why are people paying these rents to live in these places?
The illusion. It's the illusion.
So he knows then that the person who rocked him has probably been in his house.
Probably.
And that's another thing, man. Guys, we've got to be careful of who we let in our spaces, man. I don't let a lot of people into my space because of those kind of things. You know, you let people in your space, they bring other people and it's all good.
Is that why you've never invited us to your house? Because you're
famous, the girls love it and stuff, but other people are here to hustle. Sorry?
Is that why you've never invited us to your house? You don't trust us.
You know you've never invited me to your house, right? Because we were just shooting the podcast there. Once we stop shooting your podcast, I've never had a soul come, man. You know, it was a workplace. I've been to my old workplace, not to your house. Technically, I haven't been to your house. Technically, no, man. I'm very chilled. No, I wouldn't not invite you. You guys are free to come to my house anytime, man. Come on, you know this now. You know, you're free to come to my house. Now has been to my house. Pio has been to my house.
Now has been to your house.
Yeah,
before me.
You've never been to my house.
No.
Shit, come through, dog. Shit, come through, man. Come to my house, man.
What was Neo doing at your house?
Let me bright. Ah, bro, just chilling, man.
For
yeah. That was happened to shoot a video. You know, for some clients of mine, but we're just chilling.
So after the video, you came to chill by you?
Nah, well, he said he had to leave. Oh, like, okay, cool. They left. Conveniently left.
Oh, they were shooting at your house.
Nah, I'm kidding. They just came to shoot at my house. Yeah.
What were you shooting?
We didn't chill. A video for Lennon Medicine.
What?
Lennon. Lennon Medicine. They make medication. You know Lennon, bro. Mm. You guys use it, man. Like, we all have used Lennon. Mm. With the old man. The logo with the old man with the beard.
I know.
It's like Belgian. That much, it's
we've had it as a thing.
Oh, we've even had them as a client. Yeah. I brought them.
Oh,
actually.
We've had. Oh yeah, I remember them. Yeah. Those guys are dope. Yeah.
boss
troubles. Yeah, boss troubles.
What else you got for us, Chris?
Shame, man. Shame to young Stunner.
Yeah, yeah.
So. At least wasn't harm do anything.
I yeah, think, at man. Least, man. You know.
Okay, so another celebrity is facing a huge tax bill from SARS. Now guess, A is it?
Ah, yes, getting it. The standard has been raised. The standard has been raised. Oh shit, who's owing tax?
See, I learned fast.
Yeah.
Okay, but in this, okay, let's we'll skip the guessing part.
Yeah.
So it was Lungile Radu, and they have. Is it Khadu?
Yeah,
they have a production company which is called a Parental Advisory, and co-owns with Uskup Makatini and also Thomas Gumede.
Yes, they did Forever Young. Yes. Even I think Manga's reality show.
Currently, they're doing. I think it is Baby Zoduma. I think I saw that.
Is it? Here. Yeah, because they also did a Big Nas reality show. Thomas Mo Love in them was them.
How much is he owing?
Oh, guys, it's 17 million.
No wonder he's got grey hairs.
17 million. Now his fin is always
now,
been
now
grey.
Now Stars about to give the other niggas grey hairs.
17 million rands, yeah.
My thing is, whenever I hear someone owes Stars like 17 million, I always think, how much are they making?
I automatically calculate. That's why, when they said, that's how I know all the shows. When they said they're owing, I went to the fucking website that I saw all the shows.
Are you serious?
Calculating. They did like 12 seasons because they did 3 seasons of
Forever Young.
Forever Young. Ugh. 3 seasons of
Which was dope. That was Love amazing. Back. Yeah.
Is it Love Back? Yeah, 3 seasons of Love Back. That's 6 seasons. They did Ace and Ntombi 1 season, the Big Brother winners, remember? And then they did More Love. Fuck, this is crazy pocket watching.
Yeah.
And then they did. Yeah, they did the footballing one.
Oh, yes.
Remember Gold Chase, Gold Diggers, or what is
oh,
it?
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, where you went to them houses and stuff.
Yeah.
They did quite some extensive work.
Are they the ones that approached you for your reality show?
No, 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 no. That's they not. Oh, damn, you watch the shows, man.
Yeah.
Woo, bro. How was the show with Dave?
Ah, amazing.
Oh,
loved
dope.
It.
You actually watched it. Yeah. That's how you know that.
Yeah, no, no,
yeah.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no. They didn't. They didn't. If they did, I mean.
Are you going to do the reality show, bro?
Do it for like 40 million. We'll cover their debts with SARS.
Are you going to do a reality show, bro?
You said I should do it, remember?
No,
you,
no, no. When did I say that?
When we came from BET, nigga.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Remember, you said Saul must do a reality show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember.
If it's worth it.
Because after watching the BTS we did.
Yeah. If it's worth it. Yeah, after the BTS. If it's worth it, bro. If it's worth it, we're still
But I don't think you should do it, dog. It'll be overkill, bro. Overexposure, bro.
Why?
Think about it. So you wake up in the morning, turn on the radio, Kai FM. There's Saul on the radio. You get to work, you do your work. It's now 3 p.m. Like, hey, let me check out Podcast and Chill. There's Saul. You go home. You turn on the TV. There's Saul on the radio.
Yeah, but
TV
you see, on the radio, you get like...
Hey, wait, I'm not finished yet. You get home.
Yeah.
You turn on the TV. There's Saul, reality show. Mm. You're like, hey, fuck, I need a breather. Let me go to the club. There's Saul.
I think that... After you die at a club, you're like, let me go to some garage in Rosebank. Oh, fuck. There's Saul. Soliolis.
It's too much. You go on Twitter, you're like, fuck it, let me just see what's trending. There's Saul.
Yeah. Not even a night in the corner there in the dark bedroom.
You're watching some random show, or just even the news, goes on to end break with Saul and Lennon.
There's no remedy for me. There's no Lennon medication for me. Saul's troubles. They must come when you get an overkill of me.
But are you serious? Are you seriously thinking about it?
I could. I mean, I've got some requests and demands on you know, editorially, the control of it and everything else. If I do that, then fine, and they're happy with it, fine. Because a lot of times, it feels like people get put in a position where they need to create content by having drama. You know that cheap black exposure they do on Moja Love? Yeah, and by the way, has Moja Love made a statement about Nkankam Corners?
Nah.
You know they make statements about everything.
Yeah,
so I don't want to do that because it includes, you know, my life, my loved ones, and obviously my kids are... Not out of the picture,
of course,
altogether. So if those are done, yeah, let's rock and roll, man. You know, there's a lot of content with us on the road. Spew and knows he's lived the life, you know.
Yeah.
So I would if I got control of it, and it won't be boring, like a, you know, Sasso and Damanj kind of bullshit, you know. But also I've got no go zones and my limits as well.
I'm asking because they approached me. Lungile called me like 2 weeks ago.
Lungile
Khat? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They wanted to do a reality show. I was like, nah, man, not for me, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my life is Mac boring,
would
man.
Never do it.
Ah, my life is boring, bro. I just come to work and I go home.
Nah, though, you go to Ibiza, bro. Shit. Max, you'll see Mac here is in Dubai, bro. With the shake. You know, shake.
Then I can't be your friend anymore.
Reality shows are not my thing.
Playing one on one with Black Coffee at Madison Garden. Come on, bro. But I don't see you doing it. Yeah, you. Yeah,
nah,
I don't see Mac. I don't see Mac doing it. Yeah, but for them to cover that bill, they need a big star.
Do you want
a
breakdown
big
of
show.
The bill? Do you want to hear the breakdown?
Yeah, it's a lot, man. It's a lot, man.
So the production company allegedly owes SARS more than 7.5 million in unpaid value added tax, and then over 1.5 million in interest and more than 340,000 in penalties, increasing the total owed to just over 9.4 million. The entity also owed SARS more than 3.2 million in unpaid pay-as-you-go pays you earn, but the debts ballooned to more than 4.1 million after the tax men imposed more than 660,000 in interest and over 178 penalties in penalties. Yeah. So it's a lot of breakdowns just how to get to this.
How much in value added tax?
7.5 million.
In VAT?
Yes.
Shit.
Yes, yes.
These niggas are killing, bro.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. It's a
Speaking about money, man, do you guys know how much streamers are making? Streamers are killing.
Ah, streamers, eh?
In South Africa?
All over the world, bro.
All over the
world.
The guys.
I don't know about.
Do we have a big one coining it here? Thus far.
Well,
because I know Kai Cenat in them, they kill them.
Okay, let me start with worldwide, right?
Okay.
Number one is a guy called Ninja. He makes $50 million a year.
Whoa,
then
bro.
There's XQC,
it's a billion rand.
50 million. PewDiePie is 45 million. Amaranth is 25, and Shud is 20. How come there's no Kai Cenat here? Or why should
Kai Cenat,
I thought they'd be making way more, bro. Just check how much
but
they're
that
making.
That makes sense why there's no Kai Cenat out. Because remember, we're exposed to what we gravitate to.
Oh, I get you.
And that's
you.
Black content.
Yeah.
I've never seen a white streamer trend on my social media,
yeah.
be it TikTok, whatever. But if you're a white kid and on the internet, I think there's more rich white people.
Yeah.
That's why white content creators tend to be make more money. And the corporate world, that you know.
Yeah.
They dish it out to them.
Dish it out to them like nothing, yeah.
South African streamers, we've got Ghost Luby. Apparently, he makes 375,000 per month.
Oh, dope.
Drops by Pork, which is Twitch.
He's not a streamer.
Approximately, it's a million a year. It's not a streamer, but it's like...
Yeah, he's not a streamer,
yeah,
though,
but it's like...
He'd kill it if he could stream.
Drops by Pork, which is on Twitch, approximately a million a year. Rachel Key, Twitch, amount not disclosed. Lerato Ngumalo apparently is 72,000 rands per month, but that's just on YouTube. But yeah, these streamers are fucking killing it, dog.
They are,
that's
bro.
Insane,
no wonder everybody's hopping onto the streaming thing. I see
even rappers, you know what I mean?
Even rappers now, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Right. Rappers will do anything, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get rappers
streaming.
Doing podcasts.
Rappers, and you think they're supposed to have the most loyalty because they're always rapping about loyalty.
Oh, yeah. Now they'll jump onto anything,
Makeup,
they do my beer. I know,
yeah, if makeup was a thing and people were making money from that, they'd probably do it.
They'll do everything else,
dude.
For rap.
Yeah, they'll do everything except rapping,
except for rapping. They will hate on other podcasts.
No loyalty. I want a foundation. They don't even jump to make out. Them niggas deserve lashes, bro. 10 lashes. Lashes. 10. Come back. I'm a rapper, son. You know, ride it out. Ride the wave.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
Yes, Fetchika.
It has been approximated that Kai Cenat makes about $14 million a year.
14?
Yes.
Oof. Wow.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
$14 million.
Can you imagine the amount of anxiety they go through? Because, like, literally your whole life, you're streaming it. Like, when you take a shit.
Yeah, but they always find content. But the beauty is seeing that the more money they make, the more outlandish their content gets. It's Mr. Beast almost, but with streaming. Like, you've seen... what's this boy? I love him. I show speed.
Yeah.
You see, he travels the world. He does all sorts of crazy things.
Yeah.
Plus,
he's living
he's
a
super
life,
athletic.
Bro.
So
great
he
character.
Can get to Usain Bolt. He runs against them. You know what I mean? And that's allowed by the money. And great character as well. It's in the kid's DNA, bro.
Yeah.
It's not as... it's high pressure, but I don't think it's like tedious or cumbersome, you know.
But it doesn't look like they turn off, bro. They stream everything.
Yeah.
But that's the limits that streamers need to push to. It's like podcasters, the more you don't turn off and you just speak freely, the more people gravitate towards you and it becomes you.
Gotcha.
Or maybe it's you before you even turn on the mic. That's why you go towards it.
Mm.
So guys, like, it doesn't seem like they do. It's like it's them.
Yeah.
I think they're even like that off camera.
Yeah.
Well, I'd hope they are. Otherwise, they're selling us, you know, a fake persona.
Anything that caught your attention this week?
Bro, Charlize Theron, I've been watching some movies, man. Bro, local movies are good, eh?
Yeah.
Dude, I watched Old God, Charlize Theron, Old God 2 sucks. You know Old God, where they don't die, they're immortal. and they know one another from 1,000 years. And whenever they get killed, they come back to life. You don't know? Mm-mm. Old God 1, beautiful. Old God 2, shit. But loco, bro. Hey, man, Lawrence Malleka is good.
Lawrence Malleka.
Yeah, he Lawrence Malleka, man.
Yeah.
So there's this show called, this TV, Lobola Man.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's a movie where he goes.
Oh, the Big Brother guy.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He's on this thing called Lobola Man.
Okay.
So I watched a few shows, TV shows. No, movies. Lobola Man, he goes around negotiating lobolas. And then the one time he negotiates lobola for a girl, Gandhi, he knows the girl. And he's trying to hit on the girl. And then he goes on the straight to narrow. And then I watched one. Ayanda Borotho reminds me of you.
Me?
Do you know her?
Yes, Ayanda Borotho.
Borotho. Yeah. You speak the same even.
Is it?
Yeah.
She is, was an Isibaya. That's where I first
Yes.
And then she was on this movie with Kanye Bao.
Yes.
Yeah.
Meet the Kumalos.
Yes.
I watched Meet the Kumalos also. I actually enjoyed them. Her. She reminds me of Ghostly. I don't know why.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah. She got a character, like a personality like yours, you know?
Mm. Yeah, but we need our own storylines, man, because you can see what they're doing, especially on Netflix. They just take an American storyline.
That's why I like the Lobola, yes. They take American stories, like the guys just moved in into a rich suburb neighborhood.
Yeah, that was Meet the Kumalos.
Yeah, they moved into Zimbabwe, you know?
Yeah.
But I like the Lobola, man, because it's our story. It's like, over Kayo Mashaaya, there's the Lobola element as well, part of it. But you're right, they always like to...
Yeah, and I've watched so many movies, I can really tell the storyline within 5 minutes.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, okay, so he's the antagonist.
Yes.
The protagonist, he's going to kill him. And
yeah.
That's how I felt about it.
They're going to have beef, yeah.
Yes, like old rivalry. I felt like that with F1, the movie with Brad Pitt.
Oh, you watched it?
I watched it.
You pirated it?
No. I went to the cinema. I watched it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. What I pirated, man?
No, I'm just asking.
Like, I could just walk. The only thing I pirated was that series I put people on. What's the name? With Tom Hardy?
We watched it.
Yeah. We beautiful, right? It.
Yes.
Yeah, Mobland.
Mobland.
Amazing.
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 Yeah.
Amazing.
I told you,
the acting.
Yeah. Incredible. With Pierce Brosnan.
Yes. Oh,
the old 702.
I didn't want that show to end, bro. I didn't want it to end, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck that. And beautiful, that guy's right? Good. The director, Guy Pearce.
Oh, yes. Is it?
Everything is done.
Wow.
The first time I fell in love with Guy Pearce was Snatch. You must watch Snatch.
Ooh, yeah. No, man. Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie. Yes.
Guy Pearce sounds like a porn star, you know? Like,
Guy Ritchie.
Guy Bobosa. Guy Pearce.
Guy Ritchie. Yeah.
Guy Pearce would be a dope porn name.
Guy Ritchie. Oh, did I mind?
Yeah, I'm like, Guy Pearce. I'm like,
no.
When you said Snatch, yeah, he did Snatch, Lock, Stock, and 2 Empty Barrels as well.
Ooh. He does the same storyline, but. He just nails it.
He kills it.
How to do it. It's the same shit.
Yeah, he kills it.
It's always drugs, London.
Drugs.
Cunt. There's a lot of cunt.
Yeah. Cunt. Mob. Gangsterism.
Yeah.
Gangsterism.
He's too good.
Sex.
Yeah.
That's Guy Ritchie. He was fucking Madonna one time. I don't know if he's still with Madonna.
No, they were married, dog. They were married.
So he was married.
Yeah, but like you make it sound so like she was silent.
I'm bastardizing the union of the sanctity
diabolical
of marriage, matrimonial, you know? We need to give it matrimonial respect.
Yeah.
But you're right. Sorry, they were married. I didn't even know they were married. I just know he was shagging Madonna.
It's so weird because I was in Venda this past weekend, right?
Yeah.
And I guess they got no Wi-Fi there at home, bro. Mm. So they watch TV like 20 years ago. How would 20 years ago?
Oh, fuck, for real.
You still have to go on this TV and then check what to watch.
Oh,
and then wait for it to come on, put it in mind.
Oh,
it
no.
It felt like I was back in 1990. What?
Yeah. Why don't you get them Starlink?
In Venda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't you know, like, there's some South Africans who've been using, please fact check, there's some South Africans who've been using Starlink, but they are using, like, they are jailbreaking it in one way or the other, and then using, like, Mozambique or whatever countries that
we
have. Yeah, like, they're VPNing it, sort of. But there's people who've been using Starlink illegally in South Africa.
Jeez.
So you could just use it, bro, and get your family, you know. Streaming, getting them.
I think they
kind of
like it, dog. I don't think they do.
Yeah, like leave them there. Like, no, leave them there.
But yo, I was like,
I love it when I go to a family and go somewhere. It's like, yeah.
And then you end up watching these shows, bro, because like there's nothing, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's the only
And then you end up watching people building houses.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man.
Who shows that? Not damn, bro. Then you give constructive criticism on the people building houses.
But yeah, just try it, dog. Just switch off your Wi-Fi, bro, and go on the TV and like try look for something.
Yeah. You'll find something. Yeah.
It's so weird, man.
As a place.
Yeah.
Very difficult, bro.
Bro.
Because there's always a show I missed on I can catch up, you know, like or go on Showmax and watch it.
I know that situation. I know my channels is like TLC. There you'll find like stories for days. Either it's the 600-pound, you know, the obese people, they are trying to lose weight. It's yeah.
Or scrubs.
You can get stuck there, yeah.
Naked Afraid is still there.
Yeah, I used to love that back in the day.
Whoa. Damn.
Then they got those antique shops, the Swindler the guys that sell stuff from antique shops.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Similar to the pawn shop guys, right?
Yes.
Go around thrifting at pawn shops and seeing, finding.
The airport bus as well.
Yeah,
I love those.
There's weird content there.
man. I'm good, bro. Yeah. Streaming is the way, bro. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, sorry. Before you go on.
Yes, sir.
Formula One. F1. Yes. Bro. I see the whole hype. Apple TV's there. They promoting it everywhere. It's forgettable. It's a great movie. And great performance, especially by the guy from Snowfall. What's his Damson Idris?
Yeah, it's his time now.
It's his time now. Great movie, but it's forgettable. You know what it's like, in a nutshell? Those movies where there's an old timer, he's a has-been. He had a golden opportunity to make something of his life. It was sex, drugs, and alcohol. Fucked it up. And there's this new thing that he's called into to try revive it. But he's more mature now. And there's a younger guy who reminds him of him back then. And it's a battle of the egos.
Oh, I can really
and
tell.
The old wisdom wins. Mm. Him coming back into racing. Mm. Or like an old alcoholic Rocky teaching a young kid out of box kind of vibes. Mm. Yeah, but it's nice when you're there, but it's forgettable.
So who did you go with to the movies?
Myself.
You go to the movies alone?
Yeah.
How much is the ticket now? How much is the ticket going for?
I'm not sure, bro. Oh, my woman is tired, man. Like, she's... Remember, Nagalali, and, you know, she's very tired.
So you don't know how much you paid for your ticket?
Why? you know why, right? Okay, let me tell you why. Because... No, let me explain. The ticket had popcorn and had those whiskeys, like five of them, right? And Dash. So it was an entire bill, and I don't know how much the ticket was within it. Mm. So now you get to buy a ticket and you walk in.
How much is that bill?
Oh, 400 and something.
Four whiskeys. How much is one whiskey?
Oh, like 40, 50 rand. Those whiskeys in a bottle. Those doubles. The whiskeys, Mac. Hi, Mac.
One man.
And it's those, you know, and it's those seats where they recline and the seats go like this. You know those movies, the cinemas. Oh, you know, like it's prestige, new metro as well. Where you recline and you lay like a bed almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the tickets there are also like a bit costly, bro.
They sell alcohol now?
Damn, bro.
Been missing out.
Yeah, so they sell alcohol at cinemas.
How did you get to four? Like, how did you get to the number four? I need four whiskeys.
No, like one will push me at 20 minutes, Nyana. One will push me 20 minutes, Nyana, you know? So I was like, make it four. You know, 20, 20, 20 dash. Yeah.
Chas, I don't think I could ever do that. Go to the movies alone.
No.
That's so weird. Do you do that, Ghost Lady?
No.
Yeah.
You did that while you were like still back in the day, you know, like as a teenager, going to the movies alone. Not now.
Look, I go to the movies with my daughter a lot as well, but the problem is I'm watching an adult film now.
Yeah.
I can't. It's okay. No, that sounds wrong.
Shh.
I'm watching a movie with an age restriction, good enough for adults. So
yeah.
I can't now necessarily. And also remember, it's a walk from the mall. I walk to watch the movie.
Was it packed there? Are people still going to the...
Nah, man. I watched it like on a Wednesday evening. It was not packed.
Mm. And you're working the next day.
I think it packed on Friday.
And you're working the next day.
Oh.
No, well, so you tell you to lalang go 8 when?
No. On a good day, 8. But normally my sleeping time is like 10.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what time was your movie on Wednesday that day?
Like at 8. So I slept at 11 this time around. I slept at 11. Hey.
Like, what are you saying?
Hey. So you're judging me for going on to watch a movie and being happy. So Formula One, nah, man. Yeah. It's not all that, but do watch it, see if you enjoy it. But
okay, what's another show that you guys can plug me on?
I'm
finishing Squid Game now. I'm busy with Squid Game.
How is it, dog? Because somebody said I must wait for season two to be done to binge watch two. But one was great, but apparently it's just been dropping the standard.
Yeah. It feels like it went one season too much, but it's still too long, dope. Yeah. It's still dope, though. So I haven't finished season three. I'm on season three. I haven't finished it yet.
I'm very skeptical, man, because people are like, nah, it's not worth it for me. It's... And I hate myself that about myself because I, like yesterday, so I tend to watch a movie before watching it, I Google it and see on Rotten Tomatoes, IMDb, or IMDb, what the rating, right? And I find that sometimes the movies that are well rated, I don't enjoy. And then the ones that are, like, I watched Conjuring 3, it was rated like 60, 50%, and then I enjoyed it big time. Mm. Yeah. And I didn't even know. Like, so The Conjuring 3, it's based on a true story where this guy killed people and then blamed it that on a demon that he was possessed. Mm. But he eventually sort of, I'd say, won because he was just charged for manslaughter. So they eventually could prove that he actually had a demon in him. Mm. Yeah. So the problem with that is I then, with Squid Games, also been checking out the ratings and reading the reviews, and it's getting bad reviews.
Oh, for real? Shit.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Speaking about TV, did you see, what's her name, man, from Spreading Humors?
Yonder Woods. Yonder Woods.
Yonder Woods.
Yeah.
She was on MTV, bro.
Doing what? Dude?
She was a guest presenter there.
Oh, yes, shit, for real?
Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then people are saying we kill careers. Yeah, imagine, bro.
No.
We're good over here, bro. We're good over here.
I saw a little clip on the podcast, like on the Instagram, when she was presenting there at the Durban July. And yeah. She was so amazing.
Oh, bro, we are cooking MTV's over here. We are cooking.
Like, wow.
Hey, Ghost Lady. I would like it, Ghost Lady. Dude, what else are people doing on the net? Dude, everybody's cooking, bro.
Yeah, bro, everyone.
We are good over here. I don't know which careers we are killing.
Dude.
Bro. I mean,
we all claim black excellence till they see it and then they crush it or try to.
Oh, yes. Right? True.
That's the weirdest part.
I know Pops filled up his birthday show recently.
Oh, yeah. Shout out, man. Shout out.
I know Zile did a 7-hour stream, ne?
Ooh.
12. Wow. 12 hours.
What was happening there?
I don't know. He was streaming, my dog.
Shit. Damn. Fuck.
What else has been going on in the network?
It's a long time.
You mentioned Pops, ne? And then there's Yanda on MTV.
Shout out. Bro, nobody knew Yanda before the network.
Nobody.
Bro.
Yeah, and then
now she's cooking.
Bro.
Petey Jokes has a new song out.
Petey!
Yeah.
Oh, Petey Jokes got a song? What's the song?
It's called Yeza.
Yeah, it's Afrotech.
Yeah.
Yeza. Oh, wait. Yeza as in it's coming or Yeza as in the medicine?
It's coming.
Oh, not Umut.
No.
Oh, okay.
Isagale vuga manje isagale yes.
Oh.
Well, okay.
Then isagale new.
Yeah.
Then isagale new. Then isagale new. Then isagale new.
What else has been happening?
Yeah, yes, and Taki furthering his studies.
Oh shit! Shut up, boy. Taki's furthering. What is he studying?
Beautiful.
Journalism. He's furthering his studies.
Shout out, Taki. Well done, bro.
Yeah. Sfiso did Master KG's album now, ne?
Yeah, he's
song.
Working.
What did he do on it?
They have a song.
Oh,
and it's top three.
Ah!
Yeah.
We're killing career softly. So, Ghost Lady just came back from Ibiza.
Woo!
And she's pregnant.
Sol is going to Bali.
Yo, Bali. We're coming. I'm playing in Bali tomorrow at Midas. Can't wait, bro.
I heard it's amazing there. I heard the flight is quite long.
The flight is long, but we're connecting via Dubai. So yeah, from Dubai to there, not that bad. But it's gonna be fun, man.
Oh, I wish I could
gone
come,
for the whole
man.
Week. Coming back next week, Friday.
Also, Moz is gonna be his on Channel O.
Moz,
yeah.
Moz. Oh man, Moz.
Killing
is,
career, bro. Softly.
shout out to Moss. Moss is out of this world, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's good. She is.
She's good.
Before we go, man, don't forget the Grandeur Limited Edition range is here. It's still available on Take A Lot. We've got Saul's bottle there, Ghost Lady's bottle, my bottle as well. So yeah, just check it out on Take A Lot. I'll put the link in the description.
Yeah.
Anything I'm missing out, guys?
Aye, there's nothing.
I feel like we missed something, Fed Checker. What else happened this week?
You pressed for something, didn't you?
Did Amaroto come back?
Oh, Amaroto?
Yeah.
I heard something like that.
Yeah.
Where did they come back?
I saw a video of them performing.
Durban, July.
Durban, July. Oh.
Hey, how was Durban, July, guys? Hey, let's talk to the kids and find out how it was there. At Takalani Sesim.
Yeah, how was Durban, July, the kids?
Dude, come on, tell us. Come on now.
It was great.
Drop the fucking. Sometimes that's condomizing. What's that now? Sesame. Hey, Durban, July.
How was it? Was it your first time?
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was great. It was beautiful. The marquee we were at.
Wait, so take us from when did you guys land? Like, what happens when you guys land?
So, Friday, the Spreading Humors hosts, they left earlier because we were shooting, remember?
Mm.
They landed and then we arrived around 9 p.m., I think, in Durban.
Yeah.
And then we went to just have drinks, nothing crazy because we had an early morning the next day.
Mm.
Next day, woke up 10 a.m., getting ready, makeup being done. The guys went on site to start setting up.
Did the kids have dresses and stuff? Like,
yeah, of course they did.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see them? Let's see them.
Yanda looked great.
Can you shots? Can you show us the pictures?
Were they dressed by like designers or it's just themselves?
They were dressed by designers. Zile and Yanda. Actually, all of them had their outfits made from scratch.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah. They looked amazing.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
You
kids.
Go girls. You go girls. Ah, the kids, man.
Wow, look at that. That's Seema.
Oh, wow, Seema.
Look at her.
What must he sing?
He looks taller there, man.
No.
Which Marquise was pumping?
The one we were at, the one we were booked to be at. Amazing,
which one?
Brilliant. Chase Lounge.
Chase Lounge.
We went there with Savannah.
Oh, Savannah.
It was absolutely beautiful. It was stunning. And then
who
it
played
was
there?
No, there was a, it was very corporate-ish. It was
classy. Oh, gotcha.
So there was a violinist. Yes.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, and then we went to the Magubenjalo one. Mm. I think that one was the best one.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Scorpion King's there.
Kabza was there. Yes,
obvious.
Actually, Scorpion Kings was there. Calvin Momo, Lecky.
Obvious.
Nice. Yo, it was packed, but it was nice. It was too good.
Damn. And then you went home?
Then where did we go? Then we went to a club afterwards, yeah.
Remember last year? Hey, Saul kills me, man. Saul is so funny. That's why he must have reality show.
What happened now? What happened, bro? What happened
last year? So let me paint the picture, right? So it's me, Saul, my wife, and then Spoo and Jason. And we were trying to go to one of the after parties. The club is?
Oh, was it? Not, hey, that club.
Something about home, man. Like,
Not live. Kona lemnyama man. Where there was Teko, right? Teko Mudise and them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yours or something. What is it called, man? Anyway. So let's just say we know that.
Uteko makala agathola makap.
Yeah. So now the whole time, right? We didn't have any accreditation, right? We didn't have any accreditation. So the whole time when we were going there, we ask Spoo. Saul's manager, we're like, dude, are you sure you're going to be able to get us in here?
Oh, I remember.
He's like, yeah, and I don't worry. I've spoken to the owners.
That's the club, man.
And whatever, we're going to get in. All right, cool. So we park the car. We're there by the door. And you know there's a long queue.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the long queue. We walk right past the queue. We go to the securities because we are confident because Smoo said he's got us down on the guest list. We are sorted. And Saul's right in the front. I'm at the back because I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I remember.
Yes. Yours or something whatever.
Yeah, so, Yugo. Yugo. Yugoslavia. Yugo. Yugo. though.
So now when we get to the front, the guys are like, nah, you guys are not on the list. You can't go in.
Hey, dog.
So this all is like, so Smoo, what the fuck must I do now?
But Van, and dog, it's the like, worst.
So now am I supposed to go and say, do you know who I am?
And I never do that, right? I'm like, I never do that. I'm like, never in a million years. What must I do now? That's a cowl and a person. And I hate, man, just looking aimless and sad. And even worse when everybody walks in and they know who you are.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a randomized, fine. Let's eat our hot dogs and wait and they'll sort it out. Now you're sitting here, people are like, oh. And you know them Zulu guys walk there. What's Zulu lampa? What's Zulu lamp? Call it lampa. Hey, dog, now you are cold. I hate you so
much. Oh, he killed me. It's like, so what must you do now? Now I'm going to start going, do you know who I am?
Why am I starting Nigerian, though, bro? Do you know who I am? Why am I starting Nigerian, bro?
Hey, did you end up going in, bro?
Yeah, remember, then there was Teko there.
Yeah.
Teko Mudise.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't happy with the cops, you know, that he had. We were like, I'm going to have to go on my cop. Come on now. You remember?
Yeah.
Then slinging it, but it was packed there, bro.
Too packed.
We didn't have a great time. I don't want to lie, man. It was way too packed. Great club. Vibe was crazy. Pumping, but it was too packed. We didn't even sit properly. Then we eventually left. We didn't even enjoy ourselves once we were in.
Yeah.
Can I share a recent experience like that?
Is it nice?
Yeah.
In Ibiza. So we're going to High Ibiza.
Oh, yeah. Black Coffee's Black residency.
Coffee, yeah.
Yeah.
High Valentine's.
Oh no! He's censoring you. He's censoring you. He's censoring you. Don't let him censor you. Yeah. Hi, Pizza.
So it's like 2 a.m. We're like, whoo, we're going to high. Hey. Yeah, we rock up at the door. We go to the VIP. They join the queue. As we get into the front, we gave him our IDs. They check, not in the list. Please stand this side. Hey. We call Mac. Mac and Naledi, they went to sleep.
Oh, he passed out. She told us. Oh, he passed out.
No, but that's not my fault. I spoke to Shimi. Shimi said, send your IDs.
Oh, you're on Shimzo's list.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So Shimi said, please, who are you coming with? I'm like, there's going to be 6 of us. So he's like, send your names and ID numbers. Clean. No problem. I sent them through. So when they got there, they were not on the list. So that's not my fault.
No.
Oh,
you didn't do you know who I am?
No. It's Ibiza then. Hola.
Shimza,
okay.
But they know Shimza, man.
It was crickets.
You don't have a number as Shimza?
No.
Remember, I was talking to Shimza.
Oh, bro.
So when we tried to inquire, like, okay, let's just pay to enter the club, it was like 120 like euros, which is probably like 3K, 4K. Yo! Thinking of leaving drinks inside for a club. We're like, I saw money going, yes. We walked back to the hotel.
Hangout.
How's the club like? Because I never even saw it. How big is it?
It's big.
It's massive.
It's massive. Yeah. But obviously we're outside. But I've seen videos of it inside. Yeah, it is massive.
So you didn't get in?
No, we didn't go. No, we don't.
And like Black Coffee was there.
Yeah.
Did you see him?
He was posting. No, I'm just saying you could see from he's booked. He's there every Saturday.
Yeah,
he performed. He's every Saturday.
You ruined it, man.
No, man.
He ruined it.
I tried my best, dog.
He tried his best.
Black Coffee and Ibiza, bro.
Nah,
because if you were in, then why did you say you're Mac G? And then
what I also suspect?
Oh, you say
what possibly could have is that they only used one ID number. Maybe it could have been yours.
Oh.
And then they said +4 or +5.
Ah.
So by virtue of you not maybe being there, it could be that the other IDs are not now on the list. So,
man.
Yeah.
But to see Black Coffee at high, that would be dope.
Yeah, but we wanted that experience, yeah.
And I want to hear what he's going to say when he sees you.
And you know what was funny? Straight after that, Mnaga went to go sleep because his back was starting.
His back was saying, high. Nigga, You're high in Ibiza, enjoy yourself.
We're tired. Let me go sleep my back.
For real, he's carrying his back. Oh, shame, man.
No, because I like to go shopping and then he follows me. So obviously what will happen? Your back will start aching. Don't follow me because I go. Now I will go up and down malls everywhere.
To the point where his back hurts.
Yes.
Did he have like an injury? Like
no. No, it's just tired of standing. No.
But the second day we went out, we went to a club.
Oh, yeah, nice. No, we did. We did go to a club.
Mnaga looks awkward in the club, bro.
For real.
Doesn't dance, doesn't drink, nothing, bro.
But he has fun. He's one of those. He has fun.
As long as he's not one of those who don't drink, don't have fun, and then want to end everybody's fun sooner or prematurely.
Nah.
No, he must just get him a...
He's like a bodyguard.
Yeah.
Oh, I like those kind of... Oh, that's cool. That's fine. But he's having fun, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool then, man.
You must just get him a beast chair for his back. That's it. A beast chair for his back.
Well, he found a sofa there at the club.
Hot water bottle next time. No, I mean, those ergonomic things.
My husband values his sleep.
I see you with Eva in Bali as well, ne?
Yeah. Eva Mudika's there as well. The promoter who booked me says when some girls, he didn't mention names, but the Slay Queens are now calling him to say we're gonna come host for free because of this like Oxlade Day and these big Nigerian guys.
That's it.
For me, so South African Slay Queens are like, yo, we'll come host for free. So he was calling Smooth to see whether should he consider it. Smooth was like, nah, man.
So,
wait, break that down. What's happening?
So the Slay Queens wanna
from South Africa.
Yeah, to go host there for free. So basically they want free flights and free accommodation to go try hook up with these Nigerians guys that side.
And the promoter must pay.
Yeah. So they're like, we'll come host, book us for hosting, but for free. But of course, now he must pay their flights, their accommodation.
What if they're willing to pay themselves to get...
They weren't.
Oh, they weren't.
They wanted a booking, yeah.
Why you Sbuwe valele abanye abantwana?
No, he said to the guy, there's no value, bro. They're going there to market and profit on their own. And also, the reason generally you have these hosts, this Slay Queen host, is because allegedly they're meant to know these ballers who then come to the clubs.
But oh, yes.
Who are they going to attract in Bali? So it doesn't make business sense. So that's why I was like, nah, it doesn't make sense. Actually, they're playing. You're getting played. So it was like, oh, actually, you're right.
All right, man.
Sorry, girls.
All right, we out of here, man. Anything else, Panduka?
I've promoted those albums. Nothing, man. See you in Bali. Long to Bali with a silent M. The M is silent.
Fair check. I didn't miss out on anything, ne? Okay, we out here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Bye.